this is Jonathan Paley of the Paley Brothers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ICRA.
The Jacob Leisler Institute for the Study of Early New York History is giving out a $500 scholarship in memory of Ruth Pawanka, an influential and well-known local historian. The award will go to a student locally looking to further their education in history. The scholarship is available to college-bound seniors graduating from a Columbia County school, and applications are due by May 1st. For more information and application guidelines, you can contact the Leisler Institute at info@jacobleiserinstitute.org. Go to the WGXC community calendar online for a link to this scholarship award information and listings of all sorts of other local community events.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. touching the souls of angels, sometimes missing, grasping the throat.
Thank you. Secrets and invading all our dreams.
to senders.
You're listening to WGXC Radio. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. We just finished the first set with Joe Meek and the Bloomin'. The track they gave us was Valley of the Sarus from I Hear a New World. Originally came out in 1960. Liz Albi gave us To the Moon from her newish album, Ryle, came out late last year from Relative Pitch record label. Adam TM gave us Weisses Hauschen from, this is not so new, 2009, released from Rastaw, titled Liegut. Jim Strong gave us Drop World, a beautiful track from his brand new album 36 Fibuli. Hope I'm reading it correctly. This is a brand new release from Chocolate Monk record label based in UK. Mutant Beatniks gave us Invisible Extract 3 from an album titled Invisible. This came out also this year. Institute for Alien Research put this album out. Started today's show with Joke Lance, also known as Sudden Infant, Sung Sung Dunk Joachim Zwei from an album came out last year titled Sung 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 Sung. That was the first set, and I would like to change the gear a little bit. Feels like we were in some kind of like spacey place. We landed on the moon and stuff, but get to the more earthy place, like realistic place. I would like to start the second set with the Dukes of Stratosphere. As many of you might already know, an XTC spin-off band, and we're gonna hear a song titled Have You Seen Jackie? I really love this song, but I kind of hope that this song stops being so relevant at this point in 2022, because it's been very, you know, bothering to see all these, just too much news of grown-ups harassing LGBTQ kids and adults around school communities these days. Not that it's anything new, but, you know, a lot of stuff going on the news. And, you know, myself, I'm not gonna pretend that I don't have any bias around sexuality and gender and all that kind of stuff, or that kind of stuff myself. I'm not a young person, and I'm from a pretty conservative culture, so there's just bound to be some limits in my mind as well. And, you know, I'm also being a straight person and grown up as a Japanese person in Japan, so it's like, you know, super kind of mainstream in some way, my upbringing was. But there was a short period of time that I would go out with this person who was biologically male but dressed and looked like a woman. And this is a long time ago, and again, in a conservative country, so I don't exactly know how they would have defined themselves. I don't think we have much of the vocabulary to begin with at the time in that place. There were no open conversations about the spectrum of gender and sexual identity like we do now in the United States, which I appreciate. But, you know, I remember sometimes I would catch myself thinking, I thought I was supposed to be the woman here. And then I'd be like, wait a minute, like, what do I mean by I'm the woman here? You know, did I mean I should have been feminine, or should have been submissive, or need to be protected, or whatever the traditional, you know, female figure that was defined in the Japanese culture, like those ideas that didn't even have to be who I was, or not even ideas that was making me happy. So it was like this moment of, where did this come from? Like, who's speaking in my brain right now? And then also sometimes I felt like I was kind of expected to play the role of a manly man figure in this relationship, which is, you know, really not who I am either. So I, in retrospect, I feel like the other person was also not very free. We were both kind of internalizing all these old traditional gender roles and dynamics, and it's only in this case it was sort of reversed, but still we're doing the same old in some way. I guess because we, as humans, tend to apply what we already know. You know, the old models that we already know, it's all what we know. And even when we're not happy with it, even when we're trying to experiment something new and break out from that old models, it's not, if we're not like really thinking, I guess that's just what we tend to do. It takes two people who both know who they really are, like who you really are well, very well, to kind of create a new dynamics from the scratch, something that's not cultural binding, you know, something different, dynamics between two people, that kind of figuring out takes time for anybody. It's not too simple, even for straight people like myself. So, let alone if you're on the more, you know, vague or what's the word, fluid places on the spectrum. So I understand it's not easy for any of us, even people who are ranting and stuff about this gender and everything. It's hard to entangle the bias and prejudice that we have. I mean, those people, those young people out there listening might be rolling their eyes right now, but I would appreciate if people can just let each other take time to figure out whatever they need to figure out, and, you know, at least that's something we all can do. We can leave other people alone, let them be who they are, or let them take time. It shouldn't be too much to ask. So on that note, I would like to move on to playing more music. So the Dukes of Stratosphere. The song is Have You Seen Jackie? Thanks for listening. I'll see you in a bit.
We'll be right back.
Okay, today's Mirage Station came to wind down with Swamp Thing, a track by Matt LaJoy from their brand new release titled Aroostook Flyer, came out from Flower Room record label. Joseph Conigliaro gave us Tumbleweed Goodbye from another 2022 release, The Good, The Bad, and The Cozy. We heard an Okinawa folk singer, Rinsho Kadekaru, song titled Menta Bushi, but it's actually actually kind of combined with another song called Sawen Bushi. Sawen Bushi. Some of you might be familiar with this song because Talvin Sin used that chorus of this song in that track, in his track OK. Sawen, Sawen, Saw, Sawen. That thing. Super catchy. One of the super catchy Okinawa folk songs. Anyhow, from I played it off of a compilation titled Okinawa Shimauta, came out, put together in 1998. Okinawa Shimauta just simply means folk songs of Okinawa or something like that. Preceding that was Carlos Pajaro Canzani from Uruguay. Pajaro, he was a bird. I guess he's not, like, I'm not saying literal things. I think you understand. Ladera Meraza en Vivo. Well, La de la Meraza was the song title. En Vivo, I believe it means it was live version. It sounded like live version anyway. Played it off of Agragua in Algun Dia. It's two albums put together thing, kind of thing. That kind of thing. Before that, Etohan Dulea. Chingolin was the song they gave us from another brand new release from Sahel Sounds. An album titled Agadez. Act 3 gave us We Haben from Faun Faya. Released from Discos Nada label. Yet another 2022 album. The Dukes of Stratosphere. Stratosphere is such a hard word for me to say. Gave us Have You Seen Jackie. I played it off of Chips from the Chocolate Fireball that came out in 1987. Stay strong, safe, and well, everybody. Everybody. This has been Mirage Station, and I've been Mayuko. I'm here every first and third Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to noon, so I'll be back on Wednesday, May 4th. Hope you come back too and spend another hour with me on this Mirage Land. Coming up next is Driftless Turmoil, hosted by Brian Manley. So don't go anywhere. Stay here with us. Waveforms, WGXC, radio for open ears. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.